This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of peaceful protesters gathered near the White House in Washington, D.C. today on the 10th day of demonstrations against racism and police brutality spawned by the death of a black man in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Many in the crowd walked along the newly named Black Lives Matter Plaza, a short distance from the White House. Early in the day, U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter that as a result of peaceful protests on Saturday, he had ordered the National Guard to start withdrawing 5,000 troops from Washington that had been called to the city to quell violent demonstrations that erupted a week ago. More than 10,000 people protested peacefully in Washington on Saturday. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser said no protesters were arrested on Saturday, but speaking on Fox News Sunday, she attacked Trump and his administration for flooding the city with federal police and National Guard troops in the last week to quell protests that at times became violent. She said, this is her quote, "What we saw last week was basically an invasion of our city." And once again, that's Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Anti-racism protests were held across the world Sunday. Tens of thousands of demonstrators turned out in Rome, Berlin, London, and Paris. While some protests were sparked by the killing of George Floyd, an African-American man in Minneapolis, European countries are also citing their own instances of racist violence. Donning masks, thousands of people went to Rome's People's Square on Sunday in the city's first major demonstration against racism. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets in London as well. Some were outside the U.S. embassy, though organizers noted they wanted to address racism in Britain. One of the slogans was, "The U.K. is not innocent." From Washington, this is VOA News. Latin America, specifically Brazil and Mexico, are seeing increases in the number of coronavirus-related cases and deaths as the global death toll topped 400,000 today. Globally, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases is more than 6.9 million, according to Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Research Center. The United States is the world's hardest-hit nation. It has now more than 110,000 deaths and more than 1.9 million confirmed cases of the virus. Latin America has seen an increase in the number of cases and deaths, with the region tallying nearly 1.2 million confirmed cases, more than 60,000 deaths. Tolls are rising sharply in Mexico, Peru, and Ecuador. In Chile, deaths have risen by more than 50% in the past week. Brazil has the second highest number of confirmed cases worldwide, and it ranks third in deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. On Saturday, Brazil's health ministry removed months of coronavirus data from public view. The ministry also stopped giving a total count of confirmed cases and the death toll. Authorities across the U.S. are urging protesters against the death of George Floyd to get COVID-19 tests after more than a week of street marches and close contact. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the state is opening 15 new testing sites. He's telling people not to take any chances. He said, act as if you were exposed. Similar calls for testing have come from state and city leaders in Atlanta, Georgia, San Francisco, California, and Seattle, Washington. And as many as 400,000 people are expected to return to their jobs in New York City on Monday as the country's largest city begins its first phase of reopening. Many will be packing the subway for the first time in nearly 3 months. Tropical storm Cristobal has made landfall in southeast Louisiana along the Gulf Coast. It's producing torrential rainfall and possible tornadoes in several states in the area. Parts of the United States are expected to continue to feel the effects of Cristobal over the next few days. The storm is the third named storm of an already busy Atlantic hurricane season, which just started on June 1st. Former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell endorsed the Democratic nominee for President Joe Biden on Sunday. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Powell, who served under Republican presidents George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, said he would be voting for Biden. He said despite working with Biden in various capacities for decades, he had not been asked to campaign for the former vice president and did not expect to be. He said, "I cannot in any way support President Trump this year." That's a quote from Colin Powell. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.